This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Reyes Rangel III. Date of birth is May the 21st, 2001. Case ID number is 2654815. Date of examination, May the 17th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Keith Piku, dated 4/29/21. And a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any other family members who have had COVID-19. The claimant has received 2 COVID-19 vaccines for 2021. Identifying information. This is a 20-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of psoriatic arthritis / psoriasis, diabetes mellitus, and autism / anxiety / bipolar disease / hyperactive attention deficit disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He did finish high school through a special ed program and has been on disability for approximately 18 years. Allegation number one, psoriatic arthritis / psoriasis. The claimant states that in 2007, he started to develop plaques of psoriasis all over his body, but especially of his right, especially of his hands, knees, and feet. He was diagnosed with arthritic psoriasis and psoriasis of the skin. X-rays were performed, which confirmed his arthritis. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or any injections except for Humira. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, and pain that he usually feels in the evening every day. He denies any pain with cold, damp weather. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 30 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, sweep a room, and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He's unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or button his clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. And his physician is Dr. Keith Piku. The claimant states that he takes Tylenol 650 milligrams BID, BRN for pain, and he does no other extra physical activities at this time. Allegation number 2, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2011, he started having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 80 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does check his blood glucose once a day, and the lowest that it's ever been is 62, and the highest it's ever been is 201. milligrams/DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.0, which is indicative of being very well controlled. He is presently on oral medication and insulin. The claimant takes Ozempic 4 mg/3 mL once a week, metformin 1,000 mg BID, Toujeo Solostar 30 units QD, and pioglitazone hydrochloride 15 mg, one tablet POQD. He appears to be well controlled with his diabetes. Allegation number 3, autism / anxiety / bipolar disease / hyperactive attention deficit disorder. The claimant states that from the time he was 3 to 4 years old, he started having symptoms of autism, which was diagnosed when he was a child. He presently also suffers from anxiety and bipolar disease. While he was in school, he also was diagnosed with hyperactive attention deficit disorder. The claimant does have typical symptoms and signs of autism. He responds to questions by answering with his hand movement or with his head. He is not very talkative, and he will not look directly into your eyes, but looks away from you. At the present time, he's on Latuda, 40 mg QHS, and Vyvanse, 60 mg Q morning for bipolar and hyperactive attention deficit disorder. His condition is being treated. However, the claimant appears to still have pretty severe symptoms of autism. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, Humira, 40 mg / 0.4 milliliters Q every other week. Ozempic, 4 mg / 3 mL Q week. Metformin, 1,000 mg BID. Latuda, 40 mg QHS. Vyvanse, 60 mg QAM. Lisinopril, 2.5 mg QD. Calcipotriene, 0.005% solution applied topically to lesions. Toujeo Solostar, 30 units QD, pioglitazone hydrochloride 15 mg QD, Soralux 0.005% foam BID, medical problems, psoriatic arthritis, psoriasis, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, autism, anxiety, bipolar disease, and hyperactive attention deficit disorder. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight 232 pounds. Height 6 feet, 0 inches. BP 139 over 94 mmHg. Heart rate 97 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute, BMI 31.5. General, this is a 20-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a very poor historian, and his mother presented with him in order to help with the history. Who presented to my office for a disability examination. the claimant was very avoidant and rarely would answer any questions verbally, but with physical signs. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal, which has been corrected with glasses. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over body. The claimant does have psoriasis, but appears to be well controlled with the medication that he is taking at this time. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had very poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, and his mood was not appropriate for the time. He did not have clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was poor, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes were the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle medium-sized objects. He does not speak well, but does appear to hear. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is unable to communicate very well without limitations, and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to bipolar disease, comma, autism, comma, attention deficit disorder, comma, and psoriatic arthritis, which appears to be well controlled. Probable diagnosis is psoriatic arthritis / psoriasis, appears to be well controlled with medications. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with the last hemoglobin A1C 6.0, which is very well controlled. Number three, autism / anxiety / bipolar disease being treated at this time. However, the claimant does have signs of autism and possible bipolar disease and does not appear to be functional in that state. He did receive a high school diploma through special ed, but he's unable to function very well, secondary to autism. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Reyes Rangel III.